Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Had about a dozen listeners that wanted to fight me this weekend. You guys are passionate about your schools. I said over the weekend, because I took my kid to Ole Miss on his very first college tour, first campus, right? He wanted to go check out Ole Miss, which we did. And wow, what an incredible weekend we had. I don't see this kid picking any other school.
I've never been there.
It's a beautiful campus.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you the things that he loves about it. The girls.
Southern girls are hot. Shocker.
This is Mississippi's next level. I mean, the great grandmothers are hot. The grandmothers are hot. The parents are hot. And the students are stunning. So I don't know what's going on at that school.
All the generations.
But he had his head on a swivel. And if you're a 16-year-old boy or a 17-year-old boy and you're checking out that campus, you won't go anywhere else. But it was the right size for him, because he goes to a school right now, a high school that's really small. There's only 35 in his graduating class.
That's very small. Mm-hmm.
Super small. So going to a major university where it takes you like 90 minutes to walk across campus, that's not really his thing. And Ole Miss was like the perfect size for him. He just felt like he fit in. Every student and every parent there, once they found out he was thinking about going to Ole Miss, became like super passionate recruiting director. I mean, they absolutely love their campus there. But what people wanted to fight with me about was we went to game day, and game day at Ole Miss means going to the Grove. And the Grove at Ole Miss is, I don't even know how many square miles it is, but it is just tent after tent after tent after tent after tent. And in most college campuses, when you tailgate, it's all around the stadium, and it's spread out over here and it's spread out over there. So if you're trying to link up with somebody, it takes a while to find them. Well, Ole Miss and the Grove, I said, is the greatest tailgating experience that I have ever gone to in my life. And I'm a UGA fan, and I've gone to Auburn, and I've gone to Tennessee. And I said, I love all those schools. UGA will always be in my heart. But this tailgating experience was unlike anything I have seen before. Oh, you should have seen my DMs. You need to go to Alabama. You need to go to North Carolina. You need to go to LSU. Blah, 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 blah. And then I said that he was thinking about going to Ole Miss, and so many of you guys hit me up going, well, have you thought about Iowa? Have you thought about Iowa State? Have you thought about Cal? These are people that don't even know what he's majoring in. But people are very, very, very passionate about their schools. And UK, I think, is going to be, your school is going to be next on our list.
You got to let me know so we can go together.
Okay.
Because it would be like, it would be so cool to show him around old stomping grounds. And I totally get it. Like, you just have like, as a graduate and your alma mater, there is a sense of pride there. And of course, you want people you know and love to attend the school you went to because you had such a phenomenal time. And you may learned a thing or two.
Everybody that knows that he's got UK on his list says you have to go in the spring to go to Keeneland.
Oh, duh. Yeah. Right. I would never take you unless we're only going in April or October. That's it. Because that's the only time the racetrack's open.
There is something about, you know, and if you're listening outside of the SEC country here, I will tell you this. Ohio has really, really nice people. Indiana has really nice people. But going to like Auburn or Georgia or Ole Miss, it's a crazy hospitality that is almost alarming. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, what do you
so nice for?
They're just so incredibly nice. All right, Messy Mikey, what's going on this morning, man?
Well, I'm here to share a couple of romantic encounters gone wrong. I've I've gotten a bag, and I've fumbled that bag many a time with many a lady. I don't know what it is. I've gotten into the friend zone too many times. I had a lot of fear back in the day. To start off, I'm going to bring you back. Eighth grade dance. To the eighth grade dance, there was this lady. I liked her. We were good friends, always laughing. I made the stupid sign, like, whatever, Oreo and me to the dance, whatever. So I present her with this sign. Somehow, she's able to convince me to ask another girl instead of her without outright turning me down. She was able to actually convince me to ask someone else.
You got traded.
I got traded.
Well done, oh boy.
Fast forward to senior year of high school. I had some tragedy. My best friend died. It was a pity invite to prom, I guess. So pity invite or not, I was taking it. So me and her are going to prom. Come a week away from prom, she says she's going with another guy to another school.
Oh, no.
On the same night. Yeah.
You drove her to another school.
Yeah, she had to get out of town because of me.
I'm leaving the state.
Yeah. Mostly these are just things that keep me up at night. Like, these are things that are just
flashbacks.
Racking my brain. Yeah. So fast forward to college years. I was friends with all seniors my sophomore year. So they always had this big group of girls coming in and out of their apartment. There was one lady, beautiful lady. I'm into an older gal. And so she for some reason likes me. And it gives me crazy imposter syndrome. I don't know what she sees. I start turning myself into a cartoon character. But she is giving me every sign in the book. She is falling asleep on my shoulder. She's touching my hand. Everything. I outright ignored every sign that was given to me because I also have this fear about, like, coming off as a creep or something, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't, because I've seen my friends just be creepy in bars. I'm like, that's never going to be me. I can't do that. But I truly ignored every sign until this girl graduated, and it really keeps me up at night. Like, I sit up sometimes, and I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I'm sure your girlfriend loves that.
She loves that.
Did you say you never made a move?
Never.
Mo and I have talked about this before, that the fear of rejection is so strong that you don't even see the signs unless
exactly.
You're 100% sure.
Exactly. But, like, all of my friends and all of her friends were talking to me about it. I think I was just full of fear and vinegar.
Where did the vinegar come from?
It's piss and vinegar, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what you like.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The worst one, though. So, I'm in my apartment. This was like last year or something, I hate to admit. But I'm in my apartment. We're pre-gaming. We're going to go downtown. All of a sudden, a group of like four girls show up. I don't know who they are. They're friends with somebody. Me and this one beautiful lady strike up a conversation. It's going good. I'm not even being a cartoon character. We're just having a conversation. It's so good. We go out to the bar. We're having fun. She tells me to grab us some drinks while she goes to the bathroom. I got the drinks, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. I said, I've been ditched, apparently.
No, oh, no.
She didn't escape.
She tried to escape. So,
she tried. So, she's in my truck right now. She tried getting away.
And that's the thing about me. I'm just so quick to give up in these things. Like, I'm not going to fight for you. I'm just going to give up.
Well, you should.
Yeah. So I sit down at a table with my sad two little drinks. All of a sudden, I look up. Look who's standing over me. It's her.
Uh-huh.
She's back.
Oh.
Didn't escape yet. So, yeah, we're hanging out, having fun, laughing again. And then she sees a guy that she knows. She goes and starts talking to him. Once again, I declare defeat. I say, all right, well, I quit. And so I walk out the door. I leave. I'm going to go home, watch Trailer Park Boys, and eat ramen noodles.
Now that's a night.
Yeah, that's fun times. But get this. I'm walking down the street. I get a text on my telephone. It says, don't leave without me.
Okay.
Now, what could be better than that? Don't leave without me. She brings me back to her apartment.
Okay.
Right? She immediately gets in bed. What do I do? Oh, this is really actually hard for me to say, but I have a sack of beers. And I sit down, like, you know, the stupid little ottoman that girls have at the front of their bed? I sat on her little ottoman and cracked a beer. And immediately after I did it, I knew I made a big mistake. And so I just finished it quick. But somehow I just talked to her until like 7 a.m. I had like a slumber party. I woke up in the morning like, are you the dumbest person on the planet?
It's sweet that you don't know how to close.
It was brutal.
He's no Mariano Rivera. That's for sure.
How many friends do you have that like can get there but just can't close? It's sweet, Mike.
So she drives me home. I ask her to go to Waffle House. She's like, I don't like Waffle House. Next day, or a couple days later, I ask her out on a date. She's like, I'm busy. I'm like, I know.
How did you get a girlfriend?
One question for it.
That last experience, like, truly shook me up. I knew I'm going to get on that saddle, and I'm not coming down for nothing. I manned up. I developed skills. I get it now.
And now you're the man.
Now I'm the man. Look at me. Big dog.
Yes, sir.
Big dog.
Big Mikey.
With his graduation day.
The Burt Show.